It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had some connection problems at the very beginning of the broadcast. We now join the game about a minute and a half into the first quarter.
Out of bounds. I think he's going to give us the Van Buren on that one.
Yeah. So we played about a minute and a half. Indians down 3-2. Brian Benn with a shot inside and
three-pointer by Schrader.
Andrew Schrader for the Van Buren Black Knights.
On Shane. Probably got him with the body there. Playing pretty good defense. Yeah. Pretty hard defense. Out pretty far away from the ball. There's the basket. Van Buren on inbound inside. Kicks it into Schrader. Schrader looks like he might be their player. He looks to want the ball a lot. Shot up by Dalton. Quote, no good. Indians get the rebound. Ryan Post has it. Driving in. Shot's blocked.
Spotted away by Swoop.
Swoop got him, and the Indians will inbound underneath. Out to Ian. Ian drills a three-pointer. Attaboy.
Ian Holman open in the corner.
Makes the score. Perfect to three. Indians take the lead. Indians steal the ball away. Landon Miller lost it. Kobe Wendell's bringing her up. Ian with a long three. And he's got it. He's feeling her tonight. Indians take a big 8-3 lead. Full court. Still token pressed by the Indians. Put a little pressure on them. Looks like Mr. 14 again, and Bond drove in, missed it. Brian Benn got the rebound. Back down the R court. Shot up by Owen Shane, no good. Rebound down from Van Buren. Van Buren brings it up. At the top. Landon Miller has it. Passes over to Dalton Swoop. Swoop to Schrader. Schrader, little elbow shot. Got it. Makes the score 8-5.
Just under 4 minutes to go here in quarter number one.
We're going quick.
Yep.
Pass up to Owen Shane. He's wide open on the baseline. He's going to kick it back out. Ian Holman way down. He's got another three.
He has 8 points.
He's feeling pretty good in the old Henley University.
He is shooting it pretty good.
Like in that gym right now.
Oh, man. I love it when he's hot.
Yes, sir.
This has to be a special one for him.
Baseline shot made by Dalton Swoop. Makes the score 11-7. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ryan Post drives in, kicked back out, in way downtown again. He missed that one.
Missed that one.
But Brian Benn with a rebound, back up, no good. He thought he had it.
Yep.
Nice rebound by Brian.
Yep, that was. And, you know, Ian needed to shoot that.
Yeah,
know he's about another step deeper than he usually is. But
that was a little heat check there. Yep. I think they call it once in a while.
Yeah, he's wide open and he was hot, so shoot that ball.
Foul was on Dalton. Well, just first. Brian Benn at the line makes the first. We got a couple subs coming in. Looks like Riley Will going to come in along with Dylan Evers.
Yep. And Owen and
looks like Jordan
will come
out. Bowling came in.
Oh, missed that one. Yep.
For Van.
Number 12, yep.
Buren. Benny, got them both. I tell you what, Neil, Benny's got a nice stroke from the free throw
line.
Yes,
he does. You wouldn't think it, looking at a big, bulky guy like him, you would think that he would be...
It'd be tough for him, but
yeah,
boy, he's good at it.
He has, I don't know his shooting percentage, but it's good.
He doesn't miss darn him. Good.
Yep. Nice
pass. Nice give and go.
Yep, give and go. Caught him on the baseline.
And Swoop.
Yep, 13-9. And ball in bounds, and Muzzy
might have got him on the arm there,
trying to steal him or steal one from him on the press, and
looks like he still got a little diamond press up.
Yep. So still says one foul, but I think it's two on him now.
Yeah, they should have two, I think. Pass up. Brian Ben dribbling her up. How about that?
Yep.
Takes a little shot from the elbow. Missed it. A little scramble for the ball. Kobe Wendell comes up with it.
That little 10-footer is a nice shot for him.
That is a good shot
this time.
Brian Post from a 3-point land.
He is hot.
Indians are hot right now. That's their fourth three of the night.
16-9, I believe.
16-9. Yep, 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Van Buren has it down at their end. They're working the ball around. Schrader boy looks like he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Does some moves.
Yep.
Only got fouled by Riley Will on that.
He's a 6'1 freshman.
Yeah, going to be a good player, looks like.
Yeah,
looks like.
Yeah.
And we haven't mentioned yet, but Tyler Niekamp is the head coach here.
Yep.
Got a big win last night over Arlington to win his lead.
Yep. Tyler Stern was a JV coach, but yeah, he had, let's see what we have there.
He missed the first one. They're going to shoot another one.
Oh, yeah, there it is. They beat Arcadia 45-29.
Good win.
It looked like they were going to be tied with Arlington for the league championship, but Arlington lost on Thursday.
They opened the door. Put them in the driver's seat.
And against a 500 team, but you can't take them for granted. So.
Yep. Riley Dilworth checks in for the Indians, along with Kenny Judy.
Yep. 16-10 now for the Indians. Just right at 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. We were babbling, but they made a foul shot.
They made one foul shot there.
So.
Schrader kid was one for two, and Indians inbound it to Ryan Post. Ryan Post brings it across the timeline. Kind of a little bit of a trap deal there that Van Buren's playing. Take it away from Kenny Judy. A steal. Schrader boy stole it.
Yep. He ended up with it.
Van Buren's got it. They kick it in inside to Schrader. Good defense by the Indians. Moving the ball around. Long three. Bergen and Bonnie missed it. Rebound. Kenny Judy for the Indians. Kicks it out to Riley Dilworth.
Lost the dribble and had to pick it up
there, but
gets it to Dylan Evers. Dylan gets Evers. Bumped by Jared Gifford.
Jared Gifford checked in on the last dead ball.
So it'll be
Kobe Wendell's going to come back in, replace Ryan Post, give him a little break.
Yep, they're getting our guys have been running up and down, and we've got some really good subs. So looks like
we got a good
every
good
player on the floor is a sub. I believe.
Yep.
Yep. And we have a very good team out there.
Indian 5 right now. It looks like Kobe Wendell, Riley Wilk, Kenny Judy, Dylan Evers, and Riley Dilworth. Moving the ball around good. Inside to Kenny Judy. Nice play.
Very nice move. Strong move.
Good pass by Riley Will.
45 seconds to go here. Indians 18-10 leaders here. Indians with two team fouls and
working the ball good there.
Yeah. Nice four. Yep. Very good.
Nice job getting it inside to the big fella. Kenny with a nice soft touch. Driving a foul on the play. Looks like the drive was Alex Muzzy.
Muzzy.
M-U-Z-Y,
I should say Muzzy.
Right.
But it's Muzzy.
Muzzy will go to the line. He's going to shoot two.
Sorry if you're listening, if your mom and dad are listening to this or you're listening tomorrow, but we're having trouble with your name.
I got to get the name. I'll get her for you.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a couple subs in. Eli Holman coming in, and Landon Miller back in for the Van Buren Black Knight.
I like that name. I like Black Knight.
Black Knight.
That sounds
so Batman.
Mean and tough.
Yeah. Shot up. No, he missed the second one. Indians still lead it. 18-10. 29 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll see what Coach Overton, who is back. He's ready to play. He's coaching good tonight.
Yep.
See what he's going to do here. If he wants to attack or maybe get that last shot.
17 seconds now.
Indians working it around. I think we're going to wait and try to get that last shot.
Yep.
Go back. We got a foul on the play.
Riley.
Might have been Muzzy.
Riley Will made a move down the baseline.
Alex Muzzy fouled him.
Muzzy?
Can't do it.
I know.
Keep thinking, Buzzy, sorry. Muzzy? Why can't I say that?
Well,
Kobe Wendell, three-pointer. They kicked it into him quick.
Yep.
Tipped up, 5 seconds to go. Dylan Evers got the rebound back in. Nice
play. That went around the rim and back in and just about tipped away by Riley.
Nice quarter for the Indians. They take the lead 20-10. Double up the Black Knight.
Good quarter for the Indians. We'll go to a break here.
Hello, I'm Teddy Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the University of Findlay. Indians will have the ball to start the second quarter. We lead 20-10.
Good start. Good start for the Indians.
Yep.
Kobe Wendell bringing up across the timeline. Little man-to-man by the Van Buren Black Knights. We got a new lineup back in. Looks like Mr. Ben got it in. Nice little basket by him. Nice pass by Ian Homan. Getting into the big fella. Making a score 22-10. Van Buren brings it up. Good pressure by the Indians.
Clarence Durliet, 5'9", freshman, is in the game now.
Freshman in. Benny with a big rebound. Shot up, no good. Nice rebound by Benny. Here comes the Indians. Oh, man. Oh, Ian Holmesteen. A very nice pass.
Yeah, he saw Shane under the basket all alone.
And Shane got just a little nervous there because he was wide open.
He got so anxious to put that ball up that he didn't have it when he made his move.
Went right off his fingertip.
Oh, man.
Here comes Van Buren. Van Buren's across the timeline. They bring it up. Indians on a man-to-man. Played pretty good defense so far.
Yep.
Schrader backs in, home and in, but he misses the shot. Rebound by Mr. Ben. I think Brian might have a few rebounds tonight.
Yep.
Posty with a long shot. No good.
Yep. He got the ball, put it up right away.
Rebound down to Jordan Bowling. Bowling's going to bring it up. Started pretty close.
Kobe, wasn't he?
Doing a nice job, Kobe. Into Schrader. Schrader turns, shot, no good. Rebound, Ian Homan.
Partially blocked, but that was a nice move on his part.
Nice defense by Ian Homan.
Yep.
Ryan Post shoots it up, going Shane. Back to Ryan Post. Ryan Post drives. Oh, there's another great pass.
Inside to Ben.
On the fingertips. Ryan Ben.
Yep.
Nice idea.
Yep, so Landon Miller will take it out. For,
yep.
Well, he looks like the...
He's here 14. Gannon Bond
took it out.
Yep. Have a sub there. Looks like Jordan Bowling will bring it up. Started by Kobe Wendell again. Kobe doing a nice job playing D.
Yes. He's pressure.
Indian Bond kicks it out. Back over to Jordan Bowling. Bowling takes a shot. And he missed it. Rebound Ian Homan. Over to Kobe Wendell. Indians are definitely pushing it. They want to move. Ian trailing the play. Takes a long three. Missed it. Ian, a nice rebound by Owen Shane. Kicks it back out. Brian Post. Baseline jumper. Brian Ben. Nice job.
Got it to Ben and got that little 10, 12 foot.
Boy, this team has been all year been very unselfish. They make that extra pass that they need to get that wide open look, and that's exactly what happened on that play.
There's Schrader with a long
Schrader
three.
With a bomb three. No good.
Yep.
Rebound by Brian Ben. Over to Kobe.
24-10 Indians. 4.5 minutes to go.
Coming up. Crosses the timeline at the 3-point line. Kicks it over to Owen Shane. Owen Shane inside. To Brian Ben, he's got it.
Nice strong move. He was directly under the basket and kind of leaned back and put it off the glass. Nice shot.
Brian's a strong kid.
He has 10 points.
Good start for Brian. Sadly, the one thing it looks like the Van Buren Knights are missing is the big guy inside.
Yeah. Yep.
I think we're taking advantage of it.
Yep. Yep. We're strong and tall inside.
Yep. And we're doing a great job of rebounding, yep. Offensive and defensive. Timeout, Van Buren Knights.
Yep. We'll take a timeout.
Can't believe it. 26-10 timeout.
30-second timeout.
We'll take a little break here.
Back in a moment.
This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Back here at the University of Findlay, Indians taking on the Van Buren Black Knights.
Kind of a neat atmosphere here, yep. In the old college.
Yep, and the Indians scored first 6 points of this quarter, now lead 26-10.
Nice run by the Indians. Van Buren's got it. They talked to Coach. Coach talked to him a little bit. Let's try to get some offense for him here. Pass out. Jordan Bowling, shot up, good. Three-pointer. Makes the score 26-13. Indians lead it. Van Buren going into a press. Full court press. We beat it pretty easily. Looks like Russell Gale came, checked in.
Yep, we got to try to put it to down in the corner to Dylan. Dylan tried to get it back to him and tipped away.
Van Buren's got it.
Yep.
Bowling's got it. Bringing her up. Kicks it down to Schrader. Schrader making a move inside. Nice move.
Nice move.
Basket.
Nice little 8-footer or so.
15 Indians.
And he has 7. Schrader has 7 of their 15.
Schrader looks like a pretty good player.
Yes.
Looking freshman.
Yes, very nice.
Kobe Wendell inside to Dylan Evers. He got it. Nice pass. Nice play.
Nice strong move, Dylan. From the right side of the basket.
Indians lead 28-15. Here comes the Black Knights.
2.5 to go here in first half.
Landon Miller is fouled out front.
Yeah.
By Russell Gale.
Russell tried to get that steal there and about had it. But
got a little aggressive there, didn't
he? Yeah, a little.
That's all right.
Yeah. I'm not sure he got him very hard, but that's probably a good call.
Like Derek Lockethaw is going to check in for the Indians. Replace Ryan Post.
That'll definitely be called all the time, even if it isn't much of a foul.
A little aggressive.
Yeah. Landon Miller will trigger it in here.
Bowling's got the ball. He's setting up the offense. Indians still in a hard man-to-man. Russell Gale gets the steal. Nice job by Russell. Pulls it up. Wasn't nothing there. But then he did see something. He drove it. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound down. Landon Miller. Landon brings it down across half court. And he has it taken away by Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers over to Kobe Wendell. Here comes the Indians. Kobe kicks it over to Ian Coleman. Over to Derek Lockstub. Derek drives in. Tried to kick it to Dylan, but got taken away. Maybe a little bit too much passing here.
Yeah.
Kicked inside to Schrader. Schrader for the Black Knights. Got a little 12-footer he just missed. Down by a rebound by Evers. Over to Kobe Wendell. Here comes Kobe. Kobe over to Derek Lockstub. Indians working the ball around. Russell Gale has it. Holding the ball. 1 minute, 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Derek Lockstub, bounce pass. Got out of the hands of Dylan Evers. Couldn't quite handle it. Van Buren will take over. Mr. Ben checks back in. Brian. Replacing Ian Holm. It looks like Kenny Judy's also going to check in. He's probably going to replace Dylan Evers. Yep. We got the two big fellas in. Inbounded. Here comes Gannon Bond. Bowling has the ball. Up top, guarded by Kobe Wendell. Waiting on his man. Landon Miller gets it. Kicks it over. Schrader posting up inside. But before he makes a shot, he has a little elbow offensive. Fire control foul on Landon Miller. Looks like maybe his first. Looks like 6 on the team.
Four press on the Indians. Toby Wendman back over to Russell Gale. Very patient. Russell Gale cuts right through everybody. Gets it to Kenny Judy, and it bounces off his foot. Van Buren's got it. Landon Miller bringing it up. Kicks it over to Schrader at the three-point line. Schrader, pump fake, drives. Makes a move on Kenny Judy. A nice defense. Rebound, Brian Benn. Here comes Derek Lockspelt. Lockspelt up to Gale. Back to Benn. Benn, about 18-footer, got it.
Yep, right a couple of feet past the foul line. Yep.
Nice shot.
Man, that was pretty.
That was
smooth,
nice
smooth, smooth.
Good-looking kid.
Yep.
That'll be a good player. Be a good varsity player next year.
30-15 with 12 seconds go here.
Bowling, kicks it over to Landon Miller. Landon Miller down to Schrader. Schrader looking, nothing
Six
there.
Seconds now.
Bowling drives. Tries to go up and under.
Yeah.
Then he might have got the foul called there, and I am not too sure he didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
He kind of bailed him out there a little bit.
Yeah, it's a fifth team foul for the Indians.
Yep. First one on Brian Benn.
Yep.
Bowling at the line, shooting two. First one's up. Got it.
4 seconds left here.
Makes the score 30-16. Bowling will step up. Shoot his second one. It's up in the air. He's got it. And he's taking it in. 3.8 seconds to go. Russell Gale coming up hot. Crosses the timeline. Shoots it.
Missed
a little wide. Nice first half for the Indians. Indians lead it 30-17 after two quarters.
Be back in just a minute.
Be right back.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wengler's Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wengler's Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Findlay, University of Findlay.
Findlay College.
The Van Buren Black Knights just got an update from the girls' game. Indians lead 8-1 with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
So oh, good start.
Early lead for the Indians, and that's how we want it to go.
That's like what we wanted to hear.
Yeah, we hope it goes that way, but you never know when it gets into tournament time.
And who knows?
And lots of things can happen. So,
yep. Speaking of tournament time, you know what? We start next week with the boys. Right?
Yep.
Correct? On Tuesday night, maybe?
Yep. Let me see here. I got my sheet here. Yeah, there it is. Next Tuesday, the boys tournament game versus Waynesfield Goshen at Coldwater at 8.
8 o'clock.
And if we win that one, we play probably Minster. I think it will be Minster. They don't have a play-in. Minster at Coldwater on Friday then, again at 8 o'clock. So Tuesday and Friday if we win on Tuesday.
Yep.
Girls are playing tonight. And like we said, they're ahead 8-1 right now.
Start.
With about 3 minutes to go, I'll try to listen in there again in a minute. And that is, if you're wanting to listen to that, it is on the broadcast radio at 100.9 with Jeff Overholzer.
Jeff,
and Justin Mangold.
Yep.
So they're there, and you can also get it on your TuneIn app. So if you want to get in on that,
that's some scores.
Just go on to your TuneIn app and put in WPGWFM.
Yep.
I was listening earlier, and I got to, I had the AM app.
So AM on.
I was listening to music, and I wasn't happy.
Wasn't happy about that. What do you need that?
Now we are recording the game back at the station, the girls' game, and we'll also record Rob Weaver's call of the boys' varsity game here tonight.
Have that
and
in your archives.
Those will be in our archives.
Perfect.
Either very late tonight or sometime tomorrow, depending on if I'm my eyes are still working when I get back there.
Yep.
So
could be a late night. Get home tonight.
Hour and a half drive back. And
yep.
Monday morning, all going to go. So yeah, so
never know.
Always try to get them in that night, but almost no chance it'll be in before 11.
Yep.
So
big. I just happened to see out there shooting a three pointer. Big shout out to Cassidy Martin.
Oh yeah,
she ended up making a run to state. Came in, I think 22nd, something like that.
Yep.
Did a nice
very
job
good.
Down there. Very proud of her.
Yeah.
Wonderful career here at Fort Recovery in the swim team. She did a great job.
You know, in talking about the swim team, you know, you had the seniors on the Sports Talk Wednesday night, and what a great group of kids.
Boy, it is a good group
and
of kids.
And the swim thing, you know,
it's
5 years ago, we didn't know anything about, you know, swim team. Yeah, okay, that's nice. We have a swim team.
We had no idea.
Mindy
Bubb should be proud. She's done a great job. She's got a couple great, great assistant coaches to help her out.
Yep.
And her last couple seasons, she sent girls to state both years, and she's got to be awful proud of that. And it looks like her numbers are going to stay the same and maybe even get a little better next year. So.
You know, if you're not doing a winter sport, you know, especially if you're younger, just get in there and do that, because I'll tell you, it's pretty neat. And if you're not doing a spring sport, do the track.
Yep.
There's a lot of things, even if you're not fast, there's a bunch of things you can do in track.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some is strength, some is speed, some is quickness. A lot of almost every one of those is technique.
Yep.
And they can teach you the technique.
I feel like that, too. I mean, I would guess if you would ask Holly Stein, I'd say she probably had no idea what a shot put was or how good it was.
Yep.
And, you know, all of a sudden, she's got 4 years of high school, and she ends up going to state 2 years out of her last four. So kind of a neat deal. You never know what you're going to get into.
Worth trying.
Yep.
Just got an update here. 14-2 now, Indians lead in the girls' varsity game.
I had a feeling that Coach Batch would have them fired up ready to go.
And I was really hoping that would be the case. But, again, with the tournament, you just don't know
what's
going to happen.
And they came off of that huge win last week on Thursday.
Oh, man.
To end the season, which is just what they needed. Shot in the arm to get it going.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they got a big task coming up. You know, if they can get that win tonight, you know, they're going to play the number one team in the state next week.
Yep.
I think Thursday night at Coldwater, maybe? They would play Minster versus.
If the girls win tonight, they'll play Minster next Thursday in the district semifinals.
At Wapaw.
At Wapaw.
That'll be at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at Wapaw.
I always like going up there. It's always fun.
Yep.
Fun atmosphere.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, you never know.
You never know in tournament?
Right.
You know, if we get on a good roll and get a break or two here and there, we can beat them. We're not afraid of anybody right
That's
now.
Exactly
the way we've been playing, we are not afraid to play anybody, including number one team in the state. If we have to, that's just fine.
Yep. I got no problem with that.
Yep. Let's take a quick break.
We got about 3 minutes to go before the second half starts.
We'll hear a little bit here from Hastings Auto Sales.
Sounds good.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Here are the butcher specials through next Thursday, the 28th, at Wayne Street Market. They have boneless pork chops for only $2.99 a pound. And their big special this week is Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks for just $3.99 a pound.
There's no waiting in line at the deli. These specials are already cut and ready to grab and go in their meat display case. Stop by Wayne Street Market and get these great butcher specials now through next Thursday. They're boneless pork chops for $2.99 a pound and choice Angus top sirloin steaks for just $3.99 a pound. Grab some for now and grab some extras and put them in your freezer for warmer weather. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
We're back here at the University of Findlay, where the Indians lead at halftime 30-17. It was 20-10 at the end of the first quarter. And, it's 20-10 at the end of the first quarter. Indians scored 10. We scored 6 real quick on the Black Knights, and then they outscored us 7-4 toward the end. But we still lead them by 13.
Yep, good start. Good start first half. I think we kind of dominated on the board. We don't get the stats anymore we used to. But
yep.
I would guess we probably doubled them in rebounds because we got a lot of putbacks.
Yep.
Nice job by Owen Shane and Brian Benn and Kenny Judy doing a great job on the boards, getting some extra points.
Yeah, and Les Johnson was giving us a high sign
Les
there.
Les Johnson, yep. I tell you what, he's in heaven right now, Neil. He's out there on Findlay College floor shooting some threes, knocking them down.
I believe he said he was 2 for 2.
Yep, he's 2 for 2 on fire down there.
Yep, I love it. So we're just about ready for the beginning of the second half here, and looks like the Van Buren Black Knights will have the ball to start the second half.
Start second half.
Again, 30-17, Indians lead, and
away we go.
So far, it's been, you know, we've probably outplayed them by more than what the score shows. But
yeah.
But you know, we've been putting in subs. They've been putting.
Yeah,
in
we've
subs.
Had.
Everybody's trying to get some kids to get the last game of the season.
Like to get everybody.
JVs.
Yeah.
They're not going to play anymore after this. Get people some
good time. Get them all some playing time. And
yep.
We've had probably 3-4. I'd say. Balls roll off fingertips that would have been labs. So, that stuff will happen.
Yeah, Indians are 17-3 JV, and the Van Buren Black Knights are 4-16. So the records look like we should just
scoreboard's about the right way. I would think.
Yeah, we should be blowing them out according to that. But they're a pretty good team.
Yes,
Van Buren
kicks it out here. Shot up, basket made by Dalton Swope. Indians inbound it. Still got the press on. Indians haven't had too much problem with that press yet.
Yep.
Brian Benn on the baseline.
Tried to get it over
back
to
out
the
running post.
It was 2-on-1, and he could not get it past the defender to get it over to Owen.
There's a pass down on the baseline. Kobe jump pass to Brian Benn. Brian Benn's fouled before he can get the shot off.
Yep. He got fouled as they were trying to knock it away from him. So Van Buren
on Gannon Bond.
Yeah. So Van Buren with the points there early.
Looks like his first.
Indians down on the
pass.
Indians
up to Brian Benn. Kicks it out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe drives. Kicks it to Ian. Back to Ryan Post. Back inside to Mr. Benn. And nice ball work again by the JV team.
Minute
done all year. They've done a great job.
Each team scored 2, 32-19.
Indians with a little trap action there. Shot up, no good by Alex Muzzy.
Muzzy.
I can't get it. Muzzy, yeah. I just can't get it. Tipped away by Mr. Muzzy. Ryan Post battle back, though. Good hustle. Jump ball. Going to go to the Indians, I think.
Yep.
Indians will have it. Like Ryan Post will inbound. Kobe Wendell will take the inbounds pass. Back over to Ryan. Indians have been very patient on that press. Haven't had much problem. Kick it out. Ian Holman over to Ryan Post. Inside Owen Shane. Back out to Ryan Post. Moving the ball well. Kobe Wendell. Down to Owen Shane. Back to Kobe Wendell. Ryan Post moving the ball well. Ryan Post takes a shot. No good. Might have got Ryan Benn over the back there.
Yeah,
I think they did.
The
Tried to tip it away there.
Yeah, there was Slope that was in front of him. He tried Slope was going to get that rebound. He tried to tip it away, and he got a little bit
got a little body on him, man. Yep. That's his second foul.
Yep.
First foul of the half. Indians a little bit of a trap there. 1-3-1, looks like.
Muzzy tried to go in. Got the ball
tapped away, I think.
Yeah.
I think it'll stay with
him. Yeah, it'll stay with him. I thought it went off of him, but they could also call a foul on us, and I think that's one of those.
Yeah.
No need to call a foul. Just give him the ball back.
We'll just give him the ball back.
Yep.
Schrader's got the ball. Kicks it back out to Landon Miller. Landon Miller drive. Nothing. Back out to Schrader. Schrader back out to Miller. Miller with a long three. No good. Out of bounds. Good hustle by the Van Buren Knight.
Yeah, again, and Bond went over to the stands, tried to save it, flipped it behind his back, but
stepped out of bounds.
Yes, he was standing on the line, and it would have gone out of bounds behind the basket anyway. So
here comes the Indians. Yep. So got the diamond press on. Line post kicks it up.
The long pass across
the old half court line. Kobe Wendell has it. Picks the dribble up, gives it to Ryan Post. Ryan Post to Ian Homan. Ian Homan over to Owen Shea. Owen Shea inside to the big fella. And he's fouled by Mr. Schrader.
Yeah, he should have put that in.
Quite get it. Yeah, he could have got that one. But he's going to shoot free. A couple free throws.
Yep.
First foul on Schrader.
And I think that's going to be two more points for him, so he's usually pretty good at it.
Nope.
I just jinxed him. I don't think
a little
think
hard off the bag on
I don't think he could hear me, but
Dylan Evers checks back in for Owen Shea. Looks like Mr. Bowling checks in for Van
Muzzy'll check out.
Muzzy's out. Yep, that's good. That way I won't mess his name up.
Yeah, 40,
perfect.
4:20 left here. Indians up 33-19 now, third quarter.
Van Buren across the timeline. Long three by Landon Miller. No good. Rebound, Brian Benn.
That was a nice-looking shot.
That was a good-looking shot. Landon Miller, also another freshman. Looks like Tyler's got some... He's got some youngins coming up, but it's going to be pretty good.
Yep.
Ryan Post drives, misses it. But he gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and scores.
That's a nice drive by Ryan, and missed the shot, but he was right there to grab that rebound.
Nice hustle on his part.
Yep.
35-19, Indians lead it. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Kicked out to Landon Miller. Landon Miller drives the lane. He's going to try to take it. A little half hook. No good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Brian Benn kicks it out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post across the half court line to Dylan Evers, and he is fouled.
Yeah, we could have let that go, too, but that's, yep. It was fouled a foul. Line. It was a foul, but
Dalton's whoop.
I think they kind of poked him in the face a little bit.
I think they
want to just let him have a chance to.
Swope's second foul, third of the half. Dylan Evers kicks it inside to Brian Bennett. He looked, he had Ian wide open. Ian blocked, but he got his own rebound back, put it back up, and score.
Now 37-19, Indians with five straight points
nice
here.
Nice start here. That's going to run. Ian puts Ian home, and now with 11 on the night. I think him and Benny both are in double digits.
Yep, Ben has 15.
Yep. Shot goes up by Landon Miller, a little short.
Ooh, that was short. He shot a 22-footer from 23 feet.
Yep, a little short there. Jared Gifford back in.
But it was another good-looking shot right on the line. Just right on time.
He looks like he's got a great shot.
He's got great form, man. I like that. I like the shot.
Looks like Riley Will checks back in for the Indians, replacing Ian Holman. Ryan Post, quick pass down to Riley Will. Nice pass. Riley's just a little hard off the glass.
He went up strong but didn't get the foul, so it
went across
the basket.
Across the other side and then off of Van Buren's knee. So we get the ball back in. Ryan Post will inbound it. Toss it up to the big fella. Big fella's got it. Kicks it out to Kobe Wendell. Set up pretty good. Looking good. Nice three.
Yeah, that was a beautiful shot. He's passed up
nice
a couple
job.
Of shots earlier, and he put
nice
that one
job.
Up and in.
I tell you what, Brian Benn, very unselfish there. Could have took it up himself. Kicked it back out to a wide open Kobe Wendell. Nice three-point shot. Indians lead it 40-19. Move the ball around, Landon Miller. Landon had a couple shots up. Haven't made any. Time for somebody else to shoot. I think Dalton Swoop. Shots up. No good. Here comes the Indians. Rebound was down by Riley Will over to Brian Post. Back to Riley Will. Kobe Wendell drives the lane. Little soft touch, no good. Rebound Dylan Evers, back up, no good. Rebound Dylan Evers again.
All right.
Way to be persistent,
nice.
Boys.
Nice job. And went right up.
That's working hard.
Yep. Nice job by Dylan. Under 2 minutes now here in quarter number three. Indians up by
Indians kind of leaving the lead pretty good here. Kobe Wendell still playing hard D. He likes to play some defense. Landon Miller has it. Picks it out to Jared Gifford. Back to Landon Miller. Landon Miller having a hard time finding the handle now. And now he's got it. Goes inside. Good double team by the Indians. Landon Miller drives, takes a shot, and he bumped pretty hard. I think he may shoot two here.
Yeah.
Looks like maybe Ryan Post's first foul.
Nope, he's going to tell him it's out of bounds. It was.
Not in a shot. It's a good call. I don't think it was.
It was hard to tell. He got the ball and kind of threw it right away. I didn't see anybody where he was throwing it to, so he was trying to draw a foul. I think he was trying to get an active shooting foul.
Yeah. 32, shot up by Jared Gifford, just a little short. Rebound, Brian Bibb.
Yeah, hit the bottom of the front of the rim and went straight down and actually hit the floor between four players.
Dylan Evers, shot from the baseline, no good.
That was a nice shot for him and it didn't go. Just rebound over a minute.
Rebound was down by Jared Gifford, I believe. Kicked it out to Bowling. Bowling drives the middle, misses. Brian Bin with another rebound. I'd say he's got a good double-double going already.
Yep.
Nice pass by Riley Will, but Kenny Judy just couldn't quite find a hand.
Yep, flipped it to him pretty quick from
nice
about
pass.
8 feet away. Yep,
very quick pass. Nice job. Nice job.
Yep.
Out of bounds, though. It's going to go to Van Buren. Knights, here comes Mr. Bowling, bringing her up.
Yep, Muzzy into Bowling, and to bring her across with no pressure.
Maybe he's kind of back off the pressure a little bit. Got a pretty good lead.
Yep.
Got way short. Ooh, I think that was Jared Gifford was a little short.
Yep.
Kenny Judy gets the ball.
Rebound by Bowling, and he moved from one side of the basket to the other without dribbling.
I'm quite sure how it happened.
He was dragging his foot. He didn't travel. He just dragged his foot.
Right, inside to Brian Bin. Brian Bin dishes it over to Kenny Judy with a nice layup.
That was nice, and Kenny's got a big smile on his face.
That's good teamwork here, boys.
That's how that's supposed to go.
That is good teamwork. Bowling brings it across the timeline. Pass. Looks like it's going to be stolen by Ryan Post. Ryan Post taking it the distance for a layup. Nice job.
Good job, Ryan. He
can take a 46-19 lead at the buzzer. We got one more quarter to go. Three in the books. Indians lead it 46-19. We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy of Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back.
Yep.
We are back here at Findlay University. They just started in the fourth quarter. Looks like the inbound goes to Van Buren. Van Buren has the ball. Oops. Got a foul.
The girls just went to halftime.
Halftime.
But I didn't hear the score.
Okay.
But the way they were talking, it's a comfortable lead.
We got a good lead. Well, we had a nice start anyhow.
Yeah, had a very nice start. We were, last I heard, was at 12-4, 14-2, something like that.
Yeah. Van Buren inbounds it. Kicked out to Bowling. Bowling drives. Nice defense by Russell Gale. Riley Will D'ing up. Inside to the Schrader boy. Up. Shot no good. Rebound Ian Homer. Ian gets it out to Riley Will. Riley Will down to Kenny Judy. Kenny Judy kicks it out. Baseline jumper. Riley Dillon, a little short rebound by Russell Gale. Nice job. Riley Will drive, kicks it to Kenny Judy. Just missed it.
We're
going to get caught for a foul.
Riley, that was about crazy because nobody ever had it under control. They kept passing around. Nobody really had control.
It wasn't one of our best calls, but foul was on Riley Will, his second.
Yep.
Team's fourth in the half. Good defense by Ian Holman and Riley Will.
Tried to get a pass inside and buzzed. Put foot on it and they'll turn it up or give it back to Van Buren under the basket.
Yep. Boozio inbound. Knocked away by Kenny Judy.
So Boozio try it again from the other side. Of the
one more time. Inbound to Bowling. Bowling. Try to get to the corner to Boozio and no go.
Ian tipped it out.
Tipped her away.
So Muzzy will try it again from
one more time. Muzzy kicks it out to Schrader. Schrader about a little behind the three-point line, drives it in. He's wheeling, he's dealing, he's doing everything he can, but he can't get enough. Good defense by Kenny Judy. Kicks it back out to Bowling. Bowling drives and scores.
Nice move.
Pretty good move by the young man.
Goes over the right side, puts it up off the glass, and up it in.
Bowling a little 5'6" sophomore.
46-21.
In a moment. Got in the corner, drives, kicks it to Kenny Judy. Nice play. Kenny missed a little jumper. Got his own rebound down. Shot up, missed it again. Out of bounds off the purple and white.
So the Black Knights have scored two and the Indians have scored none here.
Yeah, a little quiet fourth quarter. Looks like Carson Ray
only scored two in the Indians in the second quarter. So,
yep.
So, in the second quarter. So they're hoping to get a little bit more going here.
Yeah, Indian five right now is Russell Gale, Riley Dilworth, Carson Rammel, Kenny Judy, and Riley Will.
But that was again Bond, and he was forcing it inside, and he was either going to get it in or get a foul, and he got a foul.
He got the foul
on Riley Dilworth.
Riley Dilworth for second foul. Fifth of the half. Shot up, no good.
Yep. They just gave the score and I missed it. LCC has 11, so I know we're ahead of them because we had more than that at the end of the first quarter.
We definitely are ahead at half. Here comes the Indians. They got a couple free throws there. Makes the score 46-22. Indians lead it. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Pass over to Riley Dilworth. Riley Dilworth to Riley Will. Riley Will drives, takes it all the way to the hole, gets his own rebound, puts it back up. That was score.
That's Hustle Russell.
Yep, that's pretty good hustle there.
Yeah. I just got the score 20-11 halftime Indians.
20-11 halftime Indians.
Yep.
Ladies lead it. At Coldwater, playing for a sectional title. Schrader with a move. Just missed it. Rebound Riley Will. Riley Will driving down. Gets it. Oh, Kenny Judy. Kenny Judy tried to get it to Russell Gale. Russell Gale did get it. Let's reset it up here, boy.
And go back outside.
Nope. Driving.
Nice.
Score. Move. Riley Will. Nice job.
That was a nice move. Went inside, put it up with his right hand.
So one hand roll. Nice job.
That was a nice move.
Cut makes the score 50-22.
Split the defense and
tipped away. Stolen by Riley Will. Riley taking it to the hole. And looks like he got it knocked out by Gannon Bond.
Yep.
I think they're going to foul him. They might be calling us a shot, too.
Yep. I know he's going to try to.
Yep. They're going to give him two shots.
Yep. I think when he stole that, he stepped out of bounds, but he was behind the official, and the official couldn't look that way.
Yep.
He might have stepped out. That was clear across the court from us.
Yep.
He was really, really right on the line or just off of it.
Hell, Riley will get a couple shots here.
He can't call it just because he thought he stepped out. So.
Shots up. Got it. Nice job. Riley's had a good game. He's been hurt and injured, and this is his first game back probably since midseason.
Yep, and he's got 5 points and playing well. And Russell was out for a while, and he's been playing well. I'm glad they haven't missed a step.
Yep. his second shot. Just missed it. Rebound. Nope. I think Kenny might have pushed him a little bit in the back.
Yeah.
Another one where the Kenny. Judy.
Yeah. Van Buren.
Looks like the Lockefell boys both check in.
Yep.
For the Indians.
Van Buren rebounder was in front of him, and he tried to make sure they didn't get it. Tried to tip it. And
got a little body there.
Might have got a little body.
Nothing hurt.
Yep. 51-22.
Here comes Landon Miller. Drives it up. Takes a three, and he missed it. Rebound down to Derek Lockefell. Hustling down. He's driving. Kicks it out to his brother. Shots up. No good. Little long rebound, though, by Kenny Judy. He missed it. Rebound by Derek Lockefell. We've done a great job on the boards tonight.
Yes, we have. We're boxing out, and we're stronger than they are, and
yes, sir.
Giving them problems.
Shot came up there by number 32, Jared Gifford. He's a little short. Rebound down to Kenny Judy. Mr. Lockefell got it.
It was a baseline.
Drive. Oh, nice little smooth left hand, but he couldn't quite get it. Just a little strong.
Yeah.
That is Seth. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Seth. Yeah. Yep. I get them boys mixed up once in a while. Derek and Seth.
Yeah.
Yep. Pass is over. The bowling. Bowling to Landon Miller. Landon Miller with a three.
Got it.
Good shot.
Yep.
A good-looking freshman he's got there.
Yes. Yep. He's had that same smooth stroke several times that
sure
they just weren't going in. That
Derek,
one was dead center.
Derek Lockefell driving it up. Kicks it to Carson Rammel. Carson moves it over. Back to Seth. Seth kicks it back. Goes to his brother Derek. Russell Gale to Carson in the corner. No good. Nice shot, though.
Yeah, that was his shot.
Good hustle by Kenny Judy, but couldn't quite get there. Ball will go to the Black Knights. Black Knights inbound. Landon Miller. Mr. Boozy brings her up. Kicks her over. Bowling's got it. We got 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this ball game.
Yep. Indians up by 28.
Yep.
53-25.
Bowling drives. Goes to the basket. Just missed it. A little long. Rebound Carson Rammel. Kicks it over to Russell Gale. Russell bringing the ball up over the timeline.
I think we'd still be ahead, but if some of those really good-looking shots that Van Buren has shot, if those had gone in, this would be a lot closer.
A little better game.
Because they're playing well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're taking good shots. They're just not going in.
Just not quite getting them. Nice drive and basket by Carson Rammel there on the baseline. And he's now led at 55-25. 1 minute, 45 seconds to go. Baseline jumper three
nice.
For Landon Miller. Nice job.
That was nice.
That's a good-looking freshman.
Yep. I think that gives him six, two,
Derek
three-pointers here.
Bringing it down for the Indians. Drives over to Seth.
We got to play on the floor here.
Down. We're going to call time here.
I believe that's
referee time. Looks like Muzzy got hit pretty hard.
I didn't see anything that happened there.
Didn't he?
It seemed down on the floor.
Might have caught an elbow.
Yeah.
Coming through the head.
It looked like right in the noggin. Our trainers out there talking to him.
Yep.
Their coaches are coming
still
out.
Doing a good job out there.
Of course,
out.
I don't know if they're coaches or trainers, but...
Oh, yeah. I guess a little
looks like, it looks like he
got a bloody lip.
Yeah. Got him a bloody nose. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So I don't see blood there, but the trainer's still standing there.
Yeah, he's got his head tilted back. He definitely got it either nose or a lip or something.
Yeah, I don't see any blood on the floor, but she's standing there to make sure they don't lose the spot. So.
Yeah. She's keeping them back.
Yeah,
yes. Boys just want to see what the blood looks like.
Yeah. So... let's just talk real quick about the varsity stuff here.
Yeah.
Indians are 10-10, 3-6 in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Van Buren is 15-5 from what I have here. It might be 16-5. 10-1 in the Blanchard Valley Conference. And
won it.
They just won it last night. They were tied with... Arlington, that's who it was.
Arlington.
They were tied with Arlington, and Arlington lost on Thursday that opened the door, and
Van Buren took the advantage.
Yep. They, let's see, I thought I had that score somewhere, but
Oh, yeah, yeah. They beat 45-29, beat Arcadia.
Yep.
And
that's the first league title for for Tyler.
And
just happen to see down here in the corner, too. We got a whole
there's a bunch of Neat Camp
boys coming up to watch this game. I think they're all staying overnight, Bubba said. And they're going to make a nine out of it at the Drury and then go to Tyler's tomorrow. I think Tyler's little girl has her first birthday tomorrow. So
oh, man, that's awesome.
They're having a great weekend up here.
That is great.
Yep.
I hope we don't ruin their weekend by. Well, I hope we ruin their weekend by.
Of course,
but I hope
it doesn't ruin the part of their weekend. So let us have that.
Yep. And we talked to Tyler. Our talk with Tyler will be coming up in the pregame show. But one of the things he alluded to was this is not a game that they have to win or we have to win.
No.
This is a neutral court against a good opponent for each of us.
Yeah.
And
nice little warm up.
We got them last year in a tournament game.
Yeah, it was a good game over.
Let's see. Man, I got
that walk, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a walk. Yeah, we won 54-46 in the sectional championship.
I'm sorry.
That was a lot. I was thinking it was.
Okay, we're back in action. They got the blood cleaned up.
Yep.
Indians inbounded.
Minute 28.
Seth Lockenbaum has it. Indians lead 55-28. Seth Lockenbaum taking her to the hole.
Probably a little contact there, but they're not calling it. There's no real reason to.
Glenn,
looks like that one they needed to call.
We
got him pretty good.
Eli Holman driving to the lane, got hit pretty good. He's going to shoot two.
I'll be Indians' seventh team foul, but he'll be shooting two anyway.
They're going to say it was before the shot.
Well, but it'd still be 1-1, so.
I would think so, too.
Here we go.
They got an
official caught it. Van Buren has four team fouls.
And he's got seven.
55-28 is what the score is right now. So
Holman's first shot up. No good. Rebound Indians.
Kenny Judy with a nice rebound.
Nice rebound by Kenny Judy. Derek locks it up, bringing her up. Kicks it over to brother. I think his brother hadn't scored, and he's probably one of the only ones that hadn't. I'm sure they're trying to get him a bucket.
Yeah.
Just a little strong there. 1 minute to go in this ball game. 1 minute to go in the JV season. And for the Indians, it has been a successful season. Out of bounds.
Yep.
Just want to go back to the Indians.
The Blue Jays have scored the first 4 points of the second half, and it's 20-15 now.
Ooh. So making a game of it.
Early in the third quarter. Still plenty of time to kick it back in gear, but we need to. And they just made another free throw, and it's 20-16. Head to Lockenbaum.
Lockenbaum!
Oh,
great idea.
Good move. I was hoping they wouldn't call that.
Yeah, he needed to just put her on the floor.
Made a little move and
didn't inbound the ball in. Here comes Van Buren Black Knight. 40 seconds to go. Across the timeline. Russell Gale plants a D on him. Inside. Backing him in was Chase Conley. He missed it. Rebound, Kenny Judy. Out to Seth Lockenbaum. I think we may run the clock out here.
Yep.
Looks like Seth's just going to hang on to it out front. Dribble around a little bit. We're down to 15 seconds. Indians going to finish up. 18-3, I believe.
Yep.
That is probably one of our better JV seasons.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Well done, Indians. That's a great, great year for you. Tony Overton, nice job as the head coach, as the JV coach. And Bob Leverett stepped in and got him 3 wins while he was on vacation. Did a nice job with his JV team.
Final score, 55-28.
55-28, Indians win it.
Be back in just a minute.
Sounds good.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We are back here at Finley High School. Indians come away with a 55-28 victory over the Van Buren Black Knights in the JV contest. Brian Benn had a pretty good amount of points. I think he had 15, 18 points.
And 15 at one time, yeah.
And I think he may have a couple of foul shots after that. And Ian had several high posts, played lightly, but he made several really good shots, and Indians played well. So
they sure did.
Yep. We're going to take a little quick break here, and we'll be back with the beginning of the with the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Yep.
Where the Indians will be taking on the Black Knights in the varsity contest. Back in just a few minutes.
Sounds good.
Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage of high school basketball is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.